Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for the introduction. Today I'm going to present on the study that explains the relationship between soil moisture, light field moisture, and spectral reflectance in grassland of Oklahoma. Let's start with light field moisture. What is light field moisture? Light field moisture is the moisture content in the living plant matter. And why light field moisture content? Because it's a key variable to predict the rate and control of the fire. And as you can see in the figure, the red, the green color is the light field moisture, and in the right side you can see the dead field moisture. So there are two types of field moisture content. They are like light field and the dead field moisture. And you can see from the figure the satellite images and meteorological indices were used previously, but the weather parameter are kind of pointing observations and do not control the physiology of water in the plant. So using this variable may not be reliable. So, and direct light field moisture sampling is difficult and time consuming. In recent study, we see that soil moisture and satellite images, and especially the reflectance, can be a potential proxy to measure the light field moisture. So, and there is no model to predict the dynamics of light field moisture content estimation in grassland. So our objective is to examine the relationship between light field moisture and soil moisture in grassland near Stillwater, Oklahoma, and to determine the accuracy with which a handheld spectral reflectance sensor can be used for in-situ non-destructive light field moisture content measurement. And for the study, we choose the study site near Stillwater, Oklahoma, and there are total 9 stations. Each station has 4 soil moisture sensors that measure soil moisture at 5, 10, 20, and 50 centimeter depth. As you can see, in the middle of the picture, we are installing the soil moisture sensor, that is Campbell Scientific 655. And since it's a grassland, the main base station time is Big Blue Steam, Little Blue Steam, Indian Grasses, and Red Cheddar. And the reflectance data were measured using handheld multi-spectral radiometer R5. And on the right side, that's a crop scan MS-R5 spectral radiometer. And for light field moisture content, we use destructive sampling every 2 weeks. For more on the methodology and the discussion on the result, I would like to welcome you all to my poster 1431. Thank you.
Any questions? No?
I have one question. Which is the depth that you can predict? What depth was working well? Because you have different depths of
the soil moisture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We for the study, we use 40 centimeters depth.
Okay.
Yes.